It is now the debate after the president delivered his solemn speech. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed an honor that we could gather here to celebrate some of the best talent of black excellence that is in our country. Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
It is so nice that we are hosting the G20 and Donald Trump is not coming. We should be celebrating, and I don't understand what the F is going on in our country that we feel we're lesser a people when America is not in the house. It is great to be here. And it is a very interesting one for us as South Africans. You know, I was in America, I was looking for refugees. And I couldn't find them. I went to the countryside looking for farmers who used to be our fellow South Africans driving tractors. I couldn't find any. And tonight is about celebrating the real people behind the success from dark to light. Dark doesn't mean a darky or betting on a darky or my soccer team generous darkies. It is about the neck that controls the head. It's about the neck recognizing that the man is the head, but the neck swings the head to face south, north, east, and west. Tonight is about celebrating not Sputa, it's about celebrating Georgie. Tonight is about celebrating Zoleka. Tonight is about celebrating Eno. Tonight is about celebrating Lindiwe. These are the unsung heroes that moved us from darkness to light. These are the people who bring calmness. These are the people that care about us. We grew up with this pave. We grew up with candles. Not candle lights that we now use to be romantic. It was not a choice. It was the only way. And here we are. It's not long when my Jaivane was appointed as minister. And when I met with him, he said, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do this thing. And he has lived up to it. And remember, we're going to a conference. When you mention minister, he won't be voted in the branch where we wield the power. We already know Sputa. Much ever. And what prompted this evening is one thing. You know, Umthetho, who I respect a lot, he comes from my sector in the IT industry, a renowned leader, worked at IBM, rose to senior levels of management at IBM. He left IBM to join and lead Microsoft in South Africa. From Microsoft, he went to a Bure organization called Altron of the Fentes. He found Kark there. Right? This thing was dead, a dead horse. No, I jumped one. He went to MTN, sorry, where he became MTN CEO of South Africa, where he produced sterling results, and he was headhunted to be a janitor at Altron. And Altron being my competitor, I was very happy to see them close to a graveyard. And when they appointed Umthetho, I knew that, shit, I'm in trouble. He's gonna make that thing become alive again. What many people don't know is that Umthetho turned that business around and hived off their major Microsoft business unit. And he led the listing of that division in the UK, LSE, turn it into a 20 billion rands worth of a business overnight. Today, when you talk Altron, you talk the business that Umthetho put together. And when he was appointed on the board of Eskom, I said, what's wrong with Umthetho? He really wants to mess up his reputation. And he has proven that he will apply business principles, because Sputla, we think this government doesn't take black business serious. Yeah. We believe you must be white to be listened to. And the voice of black business is not heard nor respected. Some of us do business in the rest of Africa, in Asia. I get national anthem. I get fetched on the tarmac as a businessman. Sometimes I feel shallow myself. I say, they are treating me like a president, like I've executed a coup in South Africa. It's because they respect business people. The US, we're in CAC today because of Elon Musk, because he's been able to marshal IT entrepreneurs to support Donald Trump, and because of how he feels he was being stopped to do business in this country. And he has messed up our name and our reputation as a people. So when Umthetho sent a post, and I am not on social media, but I follow. He said one thing that really touched me. He said, if Andre De Reiter had done half of what Dan Marokwane has done in Eskom, he'll be called Mr. Fix-It. Instead, Dan's efforts are overlooked, attributing Eskom turnaround to private sector or a miracle. Bigotry continues to cloud judgment of some people. What a shame. And after reading this, I shared it in a group that we have, and I said, you know, one of our problems is we never celebrate our own, we never recognize our own. we wait for General Nkwanazi to go and speak, the things that we gossip about. And I called Hanky and Elias, and I said, Elias, we cannot not celebrate this. Before News 24 celebrate these guys, let's do it ourselves, so that the newspapers can carry the right story, the true story. Because we don't need favors. Where we are wrong, they must call us out as they do. Where we do well, they must applaud us as they are supposed to. And the success of black business was the Mopani retreat, where black business at the time, sister, it was not really black business. It was black executives who yearned to be involved in business, and they got together. Just like when the ANC was formed, the traditional leaders, the church leaders, all got together. They were not politicians, but they understood the task at hand as leaders. And for us, the challenge that we have is to say where we are not recognizing ourselves, we cannot demand that other people see us, feel us, applaud us. And I hope this is the beginning of a journey of feeling ourselves, seeing ourselves, and supporting each other. The time there is no South African today that doesn't know Kate Matlala. No South African. But who knows of a successful black person? Which newspaper prints about a successful black person? It's an indictment on all of us. And I think tonight is about looking at what can be done. You know, me, I bought a car business called AST. I identified its weaknesses, I identified its strengths. It was those white skilled guys. And I did a white economic empowerment transaction. And today I still have the same business, transformed, bigger, and successful. The business is run by blacks. I only have one refugee on the executive. And one of our challenges, Minister, is this BEE where we're only focused on buying shares, assuming debt. You do one deal in the morning, is in the logistics. In the afternoon, I'm doing an engineering deal and I don't understand nothing about engineering. For dinner, I'm looking for another sector that I have no clue about. And the board packs are thick. They make sure that you have no ability, no time to even read, to understand. Only where they are talking about doing business with government, you wake up. Who do you know? Because we have this problem. And it's a challenge that we who are in business, we must be hands-on. Run a small business and build it up. Don't go to IDC, PIC, borrow money. Run one business, borrow money, run one business, make sure that you service the loan. And there's nothing wrong borrowing money from IDC, DBSA, PIC, or commercial banks. Ask me, when you have money, you get cheap money. Simple. But I'm using this opportunity just to trigger a thought. And then we know what has happened in our country since load shedding. And I don't want to talk about what we're going to showcase. But for me, you know, Lucretia, IGC gave us money on top of our own money to buy Tongat. And I was excited because Dan was the CEO of the business. And you know, Dan has presence. He sat down and he says, "Hey, Baba, I'm going back to Eskom." I said, "Whenever they fired you." And I said, "Dan, what will it take for you to remain working for us here at Tongat? We can double or triple your salary to keep you here. Because you are a black CEO, it will be very difficult to find a replacement of you." And Dan says, "I have an unfinished business at Eskom." I said, "But this thing is dying." He says, "That's why I need to go there. The minister, I'm aligned with him. The chair, I think I'm aligned with him. And because the people that are in Eskom don't need anybody from outside, I know what the body temperature is." And then you've done a very good job. We are proud of you. We are really, really proud of you. And baby, Dan spoke highly of you. Highly of you. That the team that is there, the team that is in Eskom, knows what is wrong and knows what needs to be done. If they are given an opportunity, and Dan said, "With Mteto, as a businessman, I feel I will not be working with the thoughts." And with a minister that doesn't want to be the CEO, that doesn't want to be a chairman, but wants to be the policymaker, I will not fail. Comrade Spudler, if half of our ministers who are responsible for operating state-owned enterprises, half, actually, a quarter, this country can mimic China. Because every economy has to be driven by the states. But if there's no alignment, you are going to have bumps on the way. And we are here to say to you, Minister, to the chair in absentia, Dan and Peggy, and the rest of the Exco members, some are here, and the many young men and young women that are responsible for this success. This is about black pride. You are buffaloes. Because buffaloes, they never leave one of their own behind. You must stay like that, Minister, with your team. And those who are in the various stations. You've given them a reason to be proudly ESCOM employees, what Clement was talking about. Because if it's the blind leading the half-blind, we are in trouble. And Minister, can you tell your cabinet committee members, most often we feel that we are being led by the blind, yet we are half blind. Because nowhere in the world will a section of the population question, have the audacity to question the ability of black people to manage. Standard Bank is black-led. Absa is black-led. Bitvest is black-led. Why, where there is success, is not attributed to the leadership? Why all those old bankers who used to be CEOs, they don't leave? They remain on boards of these companies. Because when success is achieved, very quick they say to you, no, he's the former CEO is still on the board, he still has an office in that corner. That's cack. You have led ESCOM team to manage. You come with the law, this is what needs to be done, then you are able to have an oversight. And me, I own my own business, but my business are run by my team. Where's Luvengo? Yeah, stand up. How much dividend have you given me last week? Yeah? No, tell them. He gave me 1 billion rands dividend. This is great success. It's good. If you were not there, 2024, there will be no government of national unity. There will be a minority government that is running. Just ESCOM. And I think we don't understand the importance of ESCOM. The importance of AXA. The importance of rainwater. Utilities are bread and butter when it comes to decision making. I can be as black as midnight, but if my black part is not delivering the basic to me, forget about my vote. And this is what people, if Minister, you didn't work with the people, lift their morale in the power stations, the revolution will have taken. This one that we have will be worse, and I hope it never comes back. But tonight, we're saying to you, well done, and keep up the good work. And then now that with these results, we can pay you 20 times. You know, the issue, baby, is that you've become unemployable because you guys were doing national service. Because if you stayed on at ESCOM when it was bad, you cannot leave when it is good. You've just made yourself unemployable. Sputler's name is already in the head of leaders. He just has to decide which one. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kumete. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been hearing about the successes of Eskom since we began. And I think sometimes a lot of us forget where we come from. So we want to show you the journey that we've been on. And I think we do forget where we come from. Because, I mean, if I ask, how many of us still have that Eskom app? Eskom say, push. I couldn't find it on my phone. Because you've forgotten that. How many of us, when was the last time you went to get diesel to power your generator? So I'm going to ask you to please fix your eyes on the screen. We're going to show you a video that just demonstrates the journey that Eskom has been on and the journey that this country has been on. And after the video, we'll have the status set. Thank you very much.
Cold and dark night for many South Africans. The state